With your Bulldog Rewind for April 22nd, I'm Sports Information Director Steve Diffie. In men's tennis action, Holmes Community College sophomore Darryl Hale claimed the number one MACJC singles championship here on Saturday morning against Lucas Souza of Itawamba Community College. Hale won his match 7-5 and 6-2 to claim the title in Tupelo. Hale got to the championship by defeating Northeast tennis player Matt Lorick 6-0-6-0 on Thursday and Hines's Max Gubin 6-2-6-2 on Friday to get to the finals versus Souza. The men's team finished tied for fourth in the state. In other singles action, Rami Jamale defeated Northeast's Andre Farrell 6-1-6-1 before falling to Gulf Coast Sean Robinson 6-2-6-3 in number two singles. In number three singles, Chase Black fell to Itawamba's Ambrose Wilson 6-1-6-3. Number four singles, Connor Wilson fell to Jones County's Caleb Bird 6-1-6-2. Number five singles, Mitchell Parkman won his first round match against East Central's Hunter Mayo 6-4-2-6-6-4, but fell in the next round to Travis Burdick 6-3-6-1. In number six singles, Gray Tedford defeated Northeast Andre Mills 6-2-6-1 in the first round before falling to Gulf Coast Grant Bell 6-4-6-3 in the next round. In doubles action, the team of Hale Black defeated Northwest's team Ming Farrell 6-1-6-3 before falling to Gulf Coast Puyol Robinson in the next round 6-3-7-5 in number one doubles. In number two doubles, Jamale and Wilson defeated Northwest's Cook Moss 6-1-6-3 before falling in the next round to Gulf Coast Puyol and Georgian 6-0-6-1. Number three doubles, Parkman and Tedford defeated Northwest Doolin Moore 6-3-6-1 in the first round before falling to Gulf Coast Burdick and Bell 6-1-6-3 in the next round. The Holmes Community College women's tennis team advanced to the second round of play in number one singles and number one doubles in the MACJC state tournament in Tupelo. Number one singles, Rebecca Shields defeated Northwest's Ashley Roberson 3-6, 6-4, 6-1 before falling in the second round to Itawamba's Amy Evans 6-0, 6-0. Number two doubles, Shields and Elizabeth Petro defeated Northeast Russ and Trexler 5-7, 6-4, 6-4. And then in round two, Shields and Petro fell to Itawamba's Evans and Downing 6-1, 6-1. In other singles action, Petro fell to Itawamba's Catherine Downing 6-2-6-0 in number two singles, while Haley Harrison fell to East Central's Elena Turner 6-0-6-0. In number three singles, Akia Cabell fell to Gulf Coast Sarah Soares 6-1-6-3, and Callie Sweeney fell to Itawamba's Teresa Jackson 6-2-6-1. In the remaining doubles match, Cabell and Harrison fell to Gulf Coast King Barlow 6-1-6-1. In Lady Bulldogs softball action on Saturday, the Lady Bulldogs improved to 18-24 and 14-8 in the North Division after picking up two wins of 14-5 and 8-4 on Saturday. In game one, Kelsey Martyr picked up the win. She pitched four innings, gave up two runs on four hits, and struck out five. Kelsey Rogers pitched one inning and struck out two and gave up three runs on three hits. Kiana Wash and Charnisa Gordon each had two hits, with Gordon having a home run and a double. Michelle Gregory, Alicia McDaniel, and Catherine Pennington each had a hit, with McDaniel having a double. Game two, Katie Johnston got the win. She pitched five innings and gave up three runs on eight hits, striking out five and walking one. Kelsey Martyr pitched one inning, gave up one run on two hits, striking out two. McDaniel led the Lady Bulldogs with two hits, including a double. Wash, Gordon, Pennington, Caitlin Hicks, and Samantha Meadows each had a hit, with Wash having a home run. In Bulldog baseball action, the Bulldogs fell to Northwest on Saturday 8-0 and 7-6. The Bulldogs scored six runs in the bottom of the sixth and seventh in game two, but it wasn't enough as the Northwest Rangers took the doubleheader 8-0 and 7-6. With the loss, the Bulldogs fell to 17-23 overall and 7-3 in the North Division. In game one, Carl Bryce suffered the loss. Bryce pitched 4 2/3 innings and gave up 6 runs on 4 hits, walking 4 and striking out 2. Jordan Taylor, Trey Goff, and Tal Tucker each had a hit. In game two, Stephen Blanchard suffered the loss. He pitched 1 1/3 innings and gave up 3 runs on 3 hits, walking 1. Jalen Bledsoe led the Bulldogs in hits with 3, including a double. Taylor, Cole McBride, Peyton Lynch, and Josh Crowder each had a hit. On Wednesday in Scuba, the Bulldogs fell 5-1 and 9-1 to the Lions of East Mississippi. In golf, on Sunday and Monday of last week, the Bulldog golf team finished in 10th place in the MACJC state tournament held in Laurel at Dixie Golf Club. The team shot a 329 on Sunday and a 326 on Monday. Taylor Worsham finished the tournament tied for 38. He shot a 79 on Sunday and an 82 on Monday. Other scores for the 2 days included John Jolly, 20 over par, Trey Johnson, 21 over par, Chase Ward, 22 over par, and Ben Harrington, 39 over par. Bulldog football continued practice during the spring. For your home's community college, Bulldog Rewind, I'm Sports Information Director Steve Diffie.